All the legislative battles in Washington over the Affordable Care Act and government operations, debt limits, calls for delay of the ACA, parallel disputes at the state level. Because of the politics of the act and the ways in which states can choose to opt in or opt out of aspects of the law, the variations state to state as the Affordable Care Act rolls out tomorrow will be great. Florida's experience will be completely different from Oregon's. New York and New Jersey also couldn't be more different. Everything from the marketing of the act to the ways in which federally trained navigators are being deployed to help consumers to whether or not a state has decided to create its own insurance exchange or marketplace. Here to give us the picture in these four representative states, Christian Foden-Wenzel, a reporter for OPB in Portland, Oregon, Fred Mogul, a reporter for us here at WNYC in New York City, and Gina Jordan, a reporter from WLRN in Miami, Florida, the state where there has been perhaps the greatest pushback.
Well, for one thing, we have a lot of folks uninsured. About 25% of our population is uninsured. And they're not getting any help from the state, really, finding out about this marketplace that opens October 1st, because state leaders really don't want it to open October 1st.
And in your state, it's fair to say that the political leadership is really working against the grain as far as implementation is concerned.
Definitely. One of the things that popped up recently is that state leaders decided that there should be no healthcare navigators allowed in the county health departments. They sent out a letter sort of banning these navigators. And they said that this was an issue of privacy. They were very concerned about what these navigators would do with people's personal information. But in the end, it turns out that a lot of these buildings where the county health departments are located are actually owned by the counties. And so the counties are stepping up and saying, the state can't tell us what to do and who we can let in our buildings. So far we have very large counties, Pinellas in St. Petersburg, we've got Miami-Dade and Broward, all saying we're going to ignore this order.
And the navigators, of course, are these federally funded advocates and activists who are trained by the federal government to help people negotiate the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. All right, that's Gina Jordan's experience down in South Florida. And Fred Mogul here at the WNYC in New York City, you're dealing with two markets, two states, New York and New Jersey. Very different approaches or very similar approaches?
Well, very different because New Jersey is run by Republican Chris Christie. He decided not to set up a state exchange, like about two-thirds of the states, mostly Republican, but a couple Democrats. New York, run by Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat. We're in the one-third that are setting up their own exchanges. Set up your own exchange, the feds give you a lot more money. So that navigator program we've been talking about, New York's got $27 million to do it. Wow. Want to guess what New Jersey has? $2 million. Mm-hmm. Think about how many people you can hire. There's about 50 groups in New York with 96 subcontractors with 430 official navigators and a phalanx beyond that. New Jersey's got they've got actually five organizations. I don't think they have any subcontractors. They're looking at a couple dozen navigators for the whole state. Be an interesting experiment just to see, given that difference, what sort of the yield is, you know, per 1,000 eligible enrollees, how many you get in New Jersey versus how many you get in New York.
And what the impact would be on health in New Jersey versus New York. I mean, some of the communities are directly adjoining and are very similar in terms of urban density. Would you expect that there would be a difference a year from now in terms of the health outcomes between the two states that would be measurable?
Well, in both cases, you're going to have more people going into the system. That's demand in terms of supply of healthcare, clinics, hospitals, and so on. Both states are concerned. I think everyone's concerned nationally how many doctors and nurses and so forth there are to serve the new people coming in.
So, Gina Jordan, going back to Florida now, you mentioned the counties deciding to defy the order about the navigators coming into county buildings. Do people have a way of making their way to the Affordable Care Act, or will the roadblocks really prevent people from taking advantage of this if they're eligible?
I think the main roadblock right now is that a lot of people don't realize they can just go online October 1st and do this. They just haven't heard anything. There hasn't been any great announcement from the state. I think the other big problem is that the Spanish language version of this website will not be functioning as the other one will October 1st, and that will disproportionately affect a lot of Floridians who are uninsured.
I could ask any of you this question, but Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland, what are the deadlines between now and the actual insurance activation?
Yeah. Well, October 1st, everything opens and you can go and enroll. Then starting January 1st, that's when you actually can get the insurance. Then a few months after that, March, that's when the enrollment period ends for individuals. This is so that you have to buy insurance. You can't have a car accident, be in the back of the ambulance and say, oh, yeah, I want my insurance now. So they want to get you in there. Small businesses, though, their open enrollment period is open throughout. And actually, there's a number of small businesses here who are quite excited about this idea, because now the small business goes to the exchange and says, okay, well, I can afford this much for each of my employees. And the employees go to the exchange, and then they can pick their own. So you might have LifeWise. I might have Providence. Somebody else might get Kaiser. And that's better insurance for them locally. They can decide, you know, who's the better network locally. So it's quite exciting for a lot of people here.
Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland, Oregon. So, Fred Mogul, between now and those deadlines that Christian talked about, a lot of marketing money is going to be spent, and all of this money on the navigators virtually is going to be spent, yes?
Right. New York has $40 million to spend over 2 years, $20 million obviously each year. I think that's a lot more than almost any other state. I don't know that New Jersey has any, frankly, given that they have $2 million for navigators alone. So it'll be interesting to see how they use that, what sort of clever advertising they have. Ours aren't quite as chipper as the ones that they have in Oregon, and even Delaware and Colorado have some fun ones. But we'll see whether it goes out on the web, whether it goes out on our very expensive broadcast outlets. There's a lot to be worked out there.
And really, if we think about marketing, Gina Jordan, there's a competition of brands here, and you're seeing it down there in Florida. It's the competition between the marketing that says, here's how you can get into the Affordable Care Act, and the counter-marketing from political leadership in Florida and the commercials that you're seeing that says Obamacare is hurting America. Which is going to win?
Well, I think ultimately the people will be signing up, and I think that will win, because so many people in Florida don't have coverage. Even folks who opt not to buy it, at least up till now, I think will be changing their minds in lieu of paying a fine. So even Governor Scott has admitted, yes, this is now the law of the land in spite of all of our efforts. So I think the people will win.
Let me chime in, though. One thing, and Christian alluded to this, that we shouldn't forget is that these are private insurance companies. It's easy kind of to forget that. For them, it's the chance of a lifetime, really, to sign up a whole bunch of new people. And they're especially dying to get their hands on those young, healthy people. Those are the ones they don't pay that much, but they hopefully don't pay out a lot of claims on these patients, and they'll hopefully have them for a while.
It's funny to see how these is being rolled out everywhere. Just a little bit about Oregon's campaign on advertising. I think we're spending about $27 million, which is big for a small population state. But what they've done is they've asked local musicians to sing about Obamacare. And it's quite clever, because the advertising people know that a lot of musicians don't have health insurance. So they've really quite excelled themselves and quite excited about this. So it's very different in different states.
Christian Foden-Wenzel, reporter for OPB in Portland, Oregon, Fred Mogul, reporter for WNYC in New York City, and Gina Jordan, reporter for WLRN in Miami and South Florida. Gina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks guys.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Sean.